This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection. On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zingibush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run, yes, he catches, touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route, he turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement. We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
And good evening to all of you here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer along with Jeremy Plyman. We are at Anna, and we've got the Anna Rockets hosting the Botkins Trojans in girls SCAL Tuesday night action. Currently, junior varsity game, second left in the third quarter. We're tied at 21 all. Let's hope we don't have overtime here tonight in the preliminary tilt. That will extend our pregame another, who knows, 10 minutes plus. 21-21, Botkins Anna in the junior varsity game. Varsity tilt to follow. We'll have all the action for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Visiting Botkins, 8-8 on the year, 4-4 in the SCAL. Anna, 9-7 on the season, 6-3 in the league. The game, more important than you might think. Anna has a shot at second place, certainly. Rockets need to win tonight, then knock off Fort Loramie on Saturday at the Redskins gym to be in a two-team race for that second place spot. Right now, Rushi's at 8-1, Fort Loramie 7-1, and a 6-3. Botkins is 4-4. Houston 4-5 in SCAL action. So an Anna win tonight enables the Rockets to stay within two games of Fort Loramie. Redskins and Rockets lock horns on Saturday, so there's still some movement that can take place in the SCAL girls standings. Of course, Rushi and Fort Loramie had that long-awaited season-ending battle back at Fort Loramie. Redskins have fresh off a huge win, 54-34 yesterday over Mississinewa Valley in the Versailles Girls MLK Classic. And Rushi impressively has scored 56 in beating Brookville, 56-48. Here we are talking about girls basketball on a night, Jeremy, when Anna plays Botkins. Trojans hoping for better things than happened the first time around when Anna won 43-20.
Tonight, big night for the Botkins Trojans, and it all comes down to can they contain Allison Bales inside the post. Last time they played over at Botkins there, Allison ends up with 20 points, 5 or 6 rebounds, and really made her day down in the post down there. Can they contain that? In games where Anna struggled, Bales has kind of struggled. She's the key, and she's the linchpin to this Rockets girls team.
Now, in that first meeting, Botkins scored just 20 points. Wendell and Egbert at 7, H. Hillscamp at 5. McFerrin had a point as a team. Botkins only 4 of 12 at the free throw line in that game, 4 of 21 on threes. For Anna, Bales had 20, as Jeremy noted. Moomaw, 8. McVetti had 6, including 8 rebounds from that guard spot. Osborne had 5, Blackfoot 3, Egbert 1. Anna as a team in that first meeting was 2 of 12 on threes. Bales got to the foul line 7 times and made 6. You're right. A key to this game, in order for it to be close and for Botkins to hang tough with Anna into the second half, Bales has got to be slowed down. That's all there is to it.
They got to slow her down, and Botkins is at their best when they can get some turnovers and create points out of their defense, where they can get down the floor, get some transition buckets, and that's when they're at their best. When they got to sit there and get in that half-court offense, and now all of a sudden you got to worry about, you know, they have drivers who like to get to the hole. Brianna Egbert, Kristen Wendell, Taylor Holzkamp want to get to the rim. And when Bales is in there patrolling that there, it makes it a little bit different. So if you can get out in transition and not having to worry about her blocking you from the backside, it makes things a lot easier for Miss Megan Cecil's Botkins Trojans.
We'll return in just a few minutes and talk about the head coaches. New first-year coach at Botkins, Megan Cecil. Second-year head coach here, Anna, Rusty Allen. When we come back, it's Botkins 8-8 on the year, 4-4 in the SCAL against Anna, 9-7 and 6-3. Girls SCAL action here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
Hello, excuse me, easy for me to say. Hello, welcome back to Anna. I'm Jack Kramer along with Jeremy Plyman. JV game here tonight between the Bodkins Trojans and Anna Rockets. The two girls' clubs are engaged in a 26-21 contest. Anna in the lead by five, 3.5 left in the third quarter, or I should say in the fourth quarter of action. First-year new head coach for the Bodkins girls, Megan Cecil, Bowling Green State University graduate. Jeremy?
Yes, she is. She's done a nice job with the program, took over for Tyler Carson, who vacated the position and is now down at Troy. back home with his kids and stuff like that. Megan doing a great job. Sister plays it. She comes from a family that is, they're just all, they love basketball. Dad was a boys basketball coach up at Seneca East where she graduated, her hometown. Megan played 2 years at Heidelberg University, and then her sister's on a starter and a senior on the Bowling Green State University team.
I can recall what she said when interviewed by the Sydney Daily News back in the fall, long before the basketball season started. She said, "I follow high school basketball closely. The tradition of success at Botkins at both girls and boys basketball is one of the things that excites me so much about coming to Botkins. People love sports in the community. Basketball is really valued. That is why I took the job."
And we talk a little bit about that as a coach is trying to grow a program and trying to reestablish a culture in a program. Numerous times during the summer and during the fall, you saw alumni come back. You saw Carmen Euchre in the gym. You saw Carmen Euchre working with the kids, doing some skill development stuff with her right there. You see kids like that, Boston Paul, Sarah Bergman, Sarah Lotz now. Those people coming back in the gym, and she's trying to embrace that and trying to welcome them back in to take some of that history into the gym and get that to build along the way.
And Botkins coach Megan Cecil added, honored. She said, "I'm honored to be the next head girls basketball coach at Botkins. I come from a basketball background and have loved the sport both as a player and a coach."
You know, she had a team last year, and talking to her early after she had taken the job a little bit, 7 girls in the high school program, won 9 games at Corey Rawson up there. You know, that's up there in around Putnam County and stuff like that, Hancock County. That's some tough basketball, and to do that with only 7 girls, that's pretty tough, and that's an impressive job on her part.
Botkins girls last year 6-17, 8-8 right now, so already a couple more victories than one season ago.
You know, you just talked to her, and you and I have had conversations with her, Jack. She exudes energy. She exudes positivity. You know, and she's filled out her staff. Andy Wisher, who's came over, he was with the boys program for a couple years. He was there with them when they made the regional final run in 2022.
Uh-huh.
And then on her staff also is JV coach Zane Paul, state champion in 2021, young man who went on, played college sports and stuff like that. Done a real nice job. I think there's a rapport there with all 3 of them that's really working out really well.
Now, you mentioned she was formerly head coach of the girls program at Corey Rawson. Also, some middle school basketball coaching down at Mason.
Yes, down in Cincinnati, down there, probably when she was doing her master's degree down in Miami of Ohio.
Yep.
So she's kind of seen both sides of the state, and now she's come to the middle of it.
As she said, getting to coach in the Shelby County Athletic League will be surreal. I've always thought of it as basketball country. It could arguably be one of the best small school basketball conferences in the state. It is, that's for sure. We know that, having experienced it for 2 or 3 decades now ourselves. And she went on to say, "It's just a great opportunity to go up against the level of talent. We've got to work to compete."
Well, if you look at the latest standings, up in the top 5, number 2 is Rushi, number 5 is the Fort Laramie Redskins. So, and we got the Anna Rockets, who just knocked off the Rushi Raiders just last week.
Yep.
So, like you said, Jack, those are 3 teams there that have high aspirations there.
90 seconds left in our JV tilt. We're tied at 26. Let's hope it does not go overtime. I'm looking at Keaton Metz, athletic director at Anna. He says no overtime, although if the game ended right now, we'd go into an extra session. Oh, there's a field goal by Anna, a 3. The Rockets 29, the Trojans 26, a minute 20 left in the fourth quarter of the JV tilt. Rusty Allen, second year coaching girls hoops here at Anna. He was at Wapakoneta for 14 years. Outstanding job for the Redskins. Amassed almost 200 wins, 8 sectional titles, 5 district runners-up, a regional championship, 1 state runner-up trophy. He stepped aside from Wapakoneta, wanted a change of pace. and his attention to detail and player development have been excellent here at Anna.
You see a lot of the values he had at Walpock up there, and that made that program successful. You're now starting to see come to fruition down here at Anna, you know, with the way they're playing the game and the way they're working on their skill development. It's probably one of the biggest things you're seeing in the area, that level of skill development in these athletes and the girls on the girls' side is really starting to elevate throughout the area.
We're winding down inside the last 45 seconds of the junior varsity game, 29-28 Anna by one over Botkins. I'd like to remind everybody that here on scoresbroadcast.com, we are supported by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal, L-A-C-A-L, came to Jackson Center in 1983 from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. LaCal Equipment, an originating sponsor, a founding partner way back in 2006, and LaCal has been on the air with us ever since. Would not be here today without the assistance from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. And a big thank you to Osgood Bank, 5 locations in the region, a new one in Rushi as of this past spring, Rushi, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and Osgood. OsgoodBank.com, do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Thank you so very much, Osgood Bank. I'd like to remind our listeners that we are on the air during our pregame segment, thanks in part to Francis Schulze in Rushi, which offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. A number of key building components for this game here tonight, no doubt about it. And we've already highlighted one. That's play in the post. Will Addison Bales at 6'3 for Anna be slowed down a little bit? Tucker Hillscamp at 5'7 for the Botkins Trojans has a difficult challenge. We'll keep our eye on that matchup. That's a key building component tonight. Key building components open the doors to success for these two teams. And remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors, available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. And gratitude to Shelby County Veterans Services, located at 133 South Ohio in Sydney. Shelby County Vets provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website Shelby County Veterans, that's plural, veterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country, and we are here to serve you. 30-28 Anna in the JV game. Botkins attacks with 16 seconds left. We'll keep it right here and count down the final ticks on the clock. Botkins with 8 seconds remaining yet to shoot. And Zane Paul, head JV coach for the Trojans, gets a timeout, 7.1 to go in our preliminary game, 30-28. Anna in the lead over Botkins. Another new underwriting sponsor, Provitco in Botkins at 225 South Main in the Botkins community. You know, a healthy home and garden start with the right care, and you can get all the products you need for the right care around your home from Provitco at 225 South Main in Botkins. Provitco is a trusted source It is local. It's family-owned. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you are proud of. Trust ProVitco for all your needs. It's your local source for home and garden success. Stop in today at 225 South Main in Bodkins for everything you need for a healthier home and garden. We'll return with more in just a couple of minutes, hopefully a final score after the conclusion of our JV game between Anna and Bodkins. It's 30-28, Anna, final 5 seconds of the game as Bodkins drives for a layup to tie with a second remaining, and the shot is partially blocked, and that's it. Anna staves off the Bodkins JVs to win by two, 30-28. Varsity Tilt about 15 minutes away here on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The Plaza in Bodkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bodkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs. Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Welcome back here to Anna. I'm Jack Kramer along with Jeremy Plyman. Girls basketball just around the corner. Botkins on the road here against the Anna Rockets tonight on scorersbroadcast.com. We talked several minutes ago about the importance of this game to both teams. Botkins wants to get above 500, sitting at 8-8. Anna's 9-7 on the year. Anna, two games behind Fort Loramie and Rushi in the loss column. In the Shelby County Athletic League, Anna would like to win tonight, then knock off Fort Loramie this coming weekend on Saturday at the Redskins gym to have an outside shot at possibly second place in the SCAL. In addition, Jeremy, the Max Preps RPI computer rankings have been out now for a week. Anna's in Girls Division 5. Botkins in Girls Division 7. Botkins currently sits 6th and Anna's 5th. And this data is what is used in order for teams to be seeded, order of draw, come draw time in the early part of February.
Yeah, for the second year now, they're going to put this in place that it is computer generated, much like the football programs are. Football tournament has been for a while now. That's what they're using to seed these teams here.
And unlike input from coaches in the past, the computer doesn't consider close losses. It does try to factor in strength of schedule. Maybe doesn't do as good a job as it should in that regard. But I love that subjective coaches' input. I say subjective. It can be really objective. Some of these coaches are so good at it.
Well, I think if you really wanted to perfect this thing, you do about a 50-50 split.
There you go.
Let the coaches vote, take the computer, let's come up with an average, see where we're at there. You know, for the Botkins Trojans, this is a big one because Anna's Division 5, you're getting extra points when you're playing up divisions like that. So this is a big game for the Botkins Trojans. On the other hand, big game for the Anna Rockets. You can't drop one to a Division 7 school who's down here right around 8-8. So this is a big one for them. As you look at the people ahead of them, you know, those are some names, Versailles, Waynesville, you know, those kind of schools like that, Miami East, Valley View, you're trying to keep up with them and get into that top 3 and 4 so now you can have some selections. In the Southwest region, you can still put yourself on the board. That's not like what it is up in the Northwest where you're being seeded dependent on your seeds.
In Division 7, Mississinewa Valley, which was beaten by Fort Loramie yesterday, 54-34, is ranked first according to this method, which has been in place now 2 years. Rushi second, Fort Loramie third, Southeastern 4th, Cedarville 5th, Botkins 6th, ahead of Covington, which is 7th. That's Division 7 and D5 in the Southwest District. It's Waynesville, Versailles, Miami East, Valley View, then Anna, and West Milton. So, things to consider as these two teams, Anna, Botkins, jockey for positioning according to the RPI/computer rankings.
If you're Megan Cecil's Botkins Trojans, you're trying to get into that top four and five, because you want to have the ability to stay away from the top three in Rushi, Loramie, and Mississinewa Valley, and especially right now, the hottest team of that group, the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Yep, well said. About 7 or 8 minutes away from the opening tip of our varsity tilt tonight between the Anna girls and Botkins here at the Anna gym. Hey, we are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. Fox Supply in Minster. We work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and our schools' athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scorersbroadcast.com for 20 years. through Scores Broadcast. Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply in Minster for 50 years, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. We'll return in 2 or 3 minutes, take a look at starting lineups when we come back. Anna hosting Botkins, girls SCAL action tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center, CURLYSmeats.com. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in
Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Rotterman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
We are about 2 minutes away from the opening tip to start our girls' contest tonight here in the SCAL. Botkins and Anna, as the Trojans try to turn the tables on the Anna Rockets and jump above the 500 mark on the year. Botkins 8-8, having lost to Anna first time around at Botkins by a score of 43-20. Here are your starters for the Anna girls. Mackenzie Mumaugh, 5'5", junior. Adeline McVetti, a 5'9", junior. Vanessa Platfoot opens in the middle, a 5'8", senior. Tori Osborne at a guard, a 5'4", junior. Addison Bales is in the post, a 6'3", junior. Bales is averaging 12.5 points a game, and she will be quite a defensive challenge for the Botkins Trojans here tonight. Botkins will start Cameron McFerrin, a 5'7 junior, Kristen Wendell, a 5'3 junior, Brianna Egbert, a 5'3 junior, along with Lauren Gerstner, a 5'9 senior, and Taylor Hillscamp, a 5'7 senior. We've got the tip-off in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Up here we go. Both teams have been introduced by the public address announcer Keaton Metz, athletic director here at Anna. We're set. Anna going from left to right on your phone or computer screen. Botkins right to left. Again, the starting five for Botkins, McFerrin, Wendell, Brianna Egbert. Also in the opening five, Gerstner and Hillscamp. For Anna, it's Mumaugh, McVetti, Platfoot, Osborne, and Bales in the post. Opening tip won by Anna. Rockets in possession, top of the circle. Mumaugh handles. gives it outside the arc on the left to Plattfoot. Here's a lob inside for Bales. She was sandwiched by two Botkins players, one of whom smacked that ball out of bounds, Jeremy.
A lot of backside help here, and that's what you're looking to do. You see a lot of traffic in the middle of the lane by the Trojans there.
Anna inbounds on the arc. Long shot from the left wing by Osborne. 23-footer hit the back flange. No good. Long rebound. Anna, another three-point try. This time from the right wing by Plattfoot. It misses. Heavy to the weak side. Rebound traced down by the Rockets once again. Shot fake. Plattfoot goes baseline. Bounce pass into the lane to a teammate who spins, doesn't shoot. Umal gets out of the paint. Here's a pass outside the arc on the right, down inside to Bales. Bales got it 5 feet away, missed it. Loose ball rebound top of the circle. Chucked up there by Osborne, no good. And Anna continues this lengthy possession with yet another rebound. And finally it goes inside to Bales, who cashes in for a deuce. And it's 2-0 Anna, which seemingly had the ball for the entire first minute plus.
Not how Megan Cecil's Botkins Trojans wanted to start off their five offensive rebounds on the sixth shot. Allison Bales puts it back and in.
Now some of that you can attribute, Jeremy, to the fact that when you take threes, the ball kicks off very long sometimes.
Yeah, and they were the Botkins Trojans. It's not like they weren't blocking out underneath. The shot was just going long. They're putting two people on Bales.
Botkins has just tried a three from straight away. It's Kristen Wendell. And quickly down the floor with a trifecta for Anna is Mackenzie Mumaw. She lights it up from distance, and it's 5-0 Anna. We played 2 minutes. Botkins to our left, attired in the road black, white numbers, gold piping. Anna, white from top to bottom, green trim on the shorts, green numerals. Here's a pass into the middle of the floor by Botkins. Anna claws it away. It's loose on the deck. A scrum, a tie-up. Arrow favors the home team.
Got the ball down on the post, down there to Taylor Holzkamp. Wasn't able to do anything with it. Was a little bit hesitant when you got 6-3 behind you. She wasn't quite sure of what her move was going to be, and the guard came down and stripped it.
Brianna Egbert to the timeline. I'm sorry. Let me get my team straight. That was McVetti to the timeline for Anna. Threw it inside to Bales. Boy, she missed a short shot. Botkins got the rebound and took it 70 feet the length of the floor. Good hustle play by Hillskamp, but it was blocked, and Anna scored on a run out the other direction. Fine driving layup by Plattfoot, and the Anna Rockets are soaring, no pun intended, here at the outset, 7-0 in favor of the Big Green.
Right now, Anna Rockets just playing with more energy here. You know, Allison Bales just chased down Taylor Hillskamp right there on a breakaway layup, blocked it off the backboard, and went the other way for a run-out layup.
7-0 Anna. Played a couple of minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
As we return to action, Lauren Gerstner drops in a long three for Botkins, and then quickly retaliating, you heard the roar of the crowd. McVetti sinks one for Anna, 10-3. 13 points scored between the two clubs in less than 4 minutes here at the start of this game, Jeremy.
When you give that much help from the backside, that means that outside shooter is going to be open. And right now, I think that's where the Bakken's Trojans are going to live with that a little bit. If they want to knock them down from outside, that's just how it's going to have to be for the Trojans tonight, because they need help in the post on Allison Bales.
Brianna Egbert with a drive down the right side of the paint is fouled near the rim, and she gets two at the stripe. I've been trying to figure out what kind of defense Anna has been playing so far. At times it looked like a man, then it appeared to be a zone. I'm not so sure.
I'm not sure either. I think it might be how the Trojans are set up in their offense that's giving that zone appearance there to it.
One of two free throws good, and it's 10-4. Anna in the lead, 3:55 to go first quarter.
Now the Trojans are in a 2-3 zone.
Yep, they sure are. Here is Osborne, 25 feet away on the right. Gives it up outside the arc on the left to Moomaw. Moomaw hands behind her to guess who? Addison Bales, who lights it up from 24 feet. That was a bomb by the big young lady on the inside. The post player went to the perimeter and sank a long one for Anna to make it 13-4 on the trifecta. Quick shot by Botkins is no good. Anna with the rebound. Rockets hurry up into the forecourt to the right. It's McVetti. Outside the arc, near side, Moomaw. Yep, it is a 2-3 zone look for the Botkins Trojans. Into Bales, double team, triple team. Pass goes opposite. Anna starts a drive. It's flat foot. She coughed it up. And Botkins has the loose ball. Down by 9 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Trojans drive into the lane. Handoff on the play to Taylor Hillskamp, who hits a 10-footer.
That's what needs to happen here, Jack. They need to get some positive things going. Get a stop, get a bucket, break it down.
Overshooting a bomb from the left corner for Anna is McVetti. Easy rebound, Trojans, who are down 7, 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Straight away with the ball for Botkins is Hillskamp, who tries that again, this time from long distance. It clangs off the iron, no good. Rebound, Anna. Here's Moomaw. Quick delivery on the inside to Bales. High off the glass and good. She banked it in.
They're getting this out of transition. They're making it down the floor, just beating the Trojans down the floor and getting them in there before they set up.
2 minutes left, first period, 15-6 in favor of Anna. Botkin straight away. Nobody guards a three-point shooter. And Brianna Egbert, the 5'3 junior, says, I will try it. You give me that kind of space, and I'll nail it. And she did. 15-9, Anna of a 6. 24-point first quarter, Jeremy. We've still got a minute 40 to go.
Anna on defense. They don't want to give up. They're trying to slump in the middle because the Trojans love to get in there on the dribble drive. So they're backing off and allowing the Trojans to shoot from the outside. And right now, both teams knocking down threes.
McVetti just tried to post up for Anna as she was tied up by Botkins. Ball rolled away from McVetti. Last touch by her. And it's out of bounds to Botkins. Head coach Megan Cecil in her first year as the mentor of the Botkins girls program, up on her feet shouting out instructions. Final, a minute 25. First quarter of play, 15-9 in favor of Anna. Here is a drive through the paint by a Trojan, and staggering a little bit there was Egbert. She walked. That gives it right back up to the Rockets. Minute 13 to go, first quarter. 6-point lead, Anna. At 9 points, Jeremy, that's nearly half of what Botkins got in the first meeting between the two.
Offensively, you have to be happy with it. On the other end, the defensively, and not so much the defense, but the rebounding, they're not clearing out the boards and giving themselves a better opportunity.
Right. Here's a loose ball punched out of bounds by Botkins. Anna inbounds to Bales on the arc. She tries her second three of this game, made the first one. That one hits the heel, rebound down to Botkins, which can cut it to 4 or 3. 48 seconds to go here in the first period. 15-9 Rockets. Botkins straight away, it's Egbert. Outside the arc on the left to Kristen Wendell. Uh-oh, handoff intended for Egbert. Swiped by Anna. Good hustle play by Osborne. Osborne in backcourt to Moomaw. She glides up ahead, elbow on the left, behind her to Osborne. 26 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Anna up six. Baseline right. It is a drive. But Moomaw pulls up from 8 feet and knocks it down.
Trojans struggling with spacing a little bit here on offense. Chris Wendell and Brianna Egbert on the last time down just kind of ran into each other.
Here is Botkins dribbling toward the basket. It's Wendell, and the ball is clawed away by Anna with 3.8 to go first quarter. 17-9 Rockets. Botkins will throw in baseline left. It's Cameron McFerrin, 5'7 junior. She peers in. Where does she go with it? Behind the foul line to Hillscamp, puts it on the deck, wants to drive. He's outside the paint, shoots at the buzzer. Would have counted had it gone, but it's short. And that's how the first quarter concludes. Anna Girl 17, Botkins 9, after one period on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. I'm Jack Kramer along with Jeremy Flyman here at Anna. 17-9. The Rockets girls lead Botkins. Anna begins the second period with a long three-point effort by Osborne. It lips the rim, comes out. Rebound is stabbed out of bounds by Anna, and Botkins will bring it down.
The Trojans are going to sit in that 2-3 zone. They're going to pack it in, and they're going to let Anna shoot it from the outside. That's kind of a pick-your-poison situation for the Trojans.
Egbert, top of the circle for Botkins, gives it up on the play to Hillscamp. She tries another three. It doesn't catch iron, goes out of bounds. Anna attacks now, leading by eight. We played 40 seconds here in the first quarter of action, or I should say in the second period. Osborne outside the arc on the right to Moomaw. She puts it on the deck, wants to drive, can't do it. Ball thrown, foul stripe to Platfoot. Behind her to McVetti for three. He glances off the rim, long rebound in the corner. Anna resets. Osborne tries a trifecta. It hits the rim, caroms away, and we got a rebounding foul against Botkins. Anna will throw it in below the basket. Interesting so far here, Jeremy. We've seen Bales pop to the perimeter multiple times. She's taken a few threes already. She's got range.
She's got range. She can hit them from out there. But I think they're almost better when she's underneath just to draw on attention.
Missed shot from the arc by Anna. Long bomb taken by Moomaw. Offensive rebound below the rim on the right by Platfoot. Her rebound shot is no good, but she's hacked on the arm, and she'll get two free throws. Anna up 8, 17-9. Free one is in by the Anna Rockets, Vanessa Platfoot, 5'8 senior. 18-9, 9-point lead.
The Rockets at 7 offensive rebounds already.
That's a big difference. That's too many. Second shot in. Anna's biggest cushion. It's at 19-9 with 6:45 to go in the second quarter. Botkins has it to our left. Egbert near side to Hillscamp. Bales on her. Ball rotated to Egbert straight away. She gets some clearance. Chucks up a long three. It hit the back iron, no good. Rebound down to Anna. Moomaw off and running. Up the floor to Platfoot. It's a trailer coming in on the left. It's Osborne. Shot no good. Follow no good. Hannah walks with the basketball after getting yet another offensive rebound.
Right now, the Rockets are just outworking the Trojans on underneath the bucket. They're making all a lot happen. They're beating them in transition. And right now, the Trojans look like they're a little bit lacking some energy here.
Anna up 10, 19-9. Steal, 30 feet from the rim. Anna on the swipe. And pulling up in the lane is Flatfoot. She banked it down. It's good. 21-9. Bodkins behind by 12. 6:01 left in the second here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, do you have short or long-term pain or discomfort? I'd like for you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, your care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Can contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. That's 710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
Five minutes, 55 seconds left here in the second quarter. Anna girls 21, Bodkins 9. Here's Hilskamp, top of the circle, dropped the ball. Bales steals. Bales for Anna down the floor to a teammate. It is Osborne back to Bales on the arc, and she pours in a triple. She's got two. 24-9. Anna up 15. 5.5 to go, second quarter.
We talked about the Trojans containing her on the inside. Right now, she's knocked down two threes and pretty much having her way on the block as well. She's up to 10 points less than 2 minutes in, or 3 minutes into the second quarter.
Hilskamp drives for Bodkins into the paint area. Open look right in front. 10-footer off to the right. No good. Foul Anna over the shoulder. Bodkins will throw in a baseline to the right of the rim. Trojans would love to get 2 points off this inbound. Goes to the post. Then it's tossed back to the arc. Bodkins handling 25 feet away. It is Hilskamp. Hilskamp dribbles into a couple of white jerseys. A cluster of defenders in the lane. Ball loose on the floor. What's been called? Foul Anna?
Jump ball.
Oh. Tie up. We look at the arrow. And Bodkins will keep it. 24-9, Anna. 5:03 left, second quarter. Ball inbounded left corner. And Bodkins cannot make connection. It's Anna possession.
Just too many self-inflicted wounds here right now by the Trojans. Turning it over multiple times, giving up offensive rebounds.
Here comes Anna up and over the timeline. Rockets ahead by 15. We played 3 minutes here in the second. Here's a lob attempt, but Moomaw for Bales down inside. And Addison at 6'3 couldn't reach it.
Yep. A little bit too tall, a little out of range here.
Here comes Bodkins to the timeline. Ball thrown, baseline left. Here's a drive toward the cup by Egbert. Slammed out of bounds. Bales got a mitt on it. Good block by her.
Three on the game so far for Addison Bales.
Bodkins will throw in baseline left. Triggering is McGuire Maurer in now, 5'7 junior. She's on the court. Ball thrown out back to the Bodkins Trojans, Brianna Egbert, and she flies in a triple from distance. Good shot by Egbert, fine form. The jump shooter nailed it. Here's Anna back in a jiffy. Down inside to Bales right now. Shot partially blocked. Tie up on the rebound attempt, and it's out of bounds to Anna on the arrow. Rockets have it below the rim. Up 12, 24-12, 4:23 left in the half.
There's a chance for the Trojans when that ball goes in on that lob. Bales brings it down about chest high. There's an ability to poke it out.
Osborne left open, top of the circle for Anna, and she drills a three ball. 27-12. Osborne had space, and she locked down on that triple try and zeroed in. Botkins counters, deep three, left corner, good by the Trojans. Poured in by Gerstner from downtown. 27-15, Anna. Here's Anna on the drive, out of control, Moomaw, and she tosses toward the backboard. Scramble for the loose ball below the basket, and I think a foul has been called against Botkins on the Bales rebound shot. She's awarded two from the stripe.
Been a pretty clean game so far, Jack, as far as foul wise. You know, it's only Trojans' third here of the quarter. Anna only has one.
Addison missed it off to the left. It's no good. Lead for Anna at a dozen. It has been as many as 15 in this game so far. Botkins has got to stay in touch. Get it down to single digits before halftime. Second free throw up and in by Bales. 28-15, Anna. 3:47 to go. Second quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. More than likely, we're covering Jackson Center at Rushi for you on Friday night. Here's a travel out on the arc by May Holman, who's come in off the bench. A 5'7 freshman wanted to give the ball up. The young lady for whom she was going to pass the basketball had left her spot, and May hesitated, dragged the foot.
Yeah, I think Brianna Egbert was looking to go set a screen away and left about the same time. It looked like May Holman was going to look to pass the ball to her.
Anna's got the ball far left wing. McVetti into Bales. Bales holds it high over her head. She's squeezed by a couple defenders, one of whom gets charged with a foul. It's common. Four on Botkins. Anna will shoot free throws on fouls the rest of the second quarter. 3:23 to go. Second period of play. Anna up 13. Here's a cross-court skip pass to the three-point jump shooter for the Rockets. It is no good short. Breslin Egbert, 5'4 freshman, couldn't get it to go. Rebounding shove against Botkins, and Anna goes to the stripe. Two free throws the entire rest of the period. Five fouls on Botkins.
Long way to go, shooting two fouls.
Flat foot, rimmed it, no good. We're stuck at 28-15. In favor of Anna. Bales gets a breather for the Rockets. 6'3 is out. 5'9 McVetti is in. Second shot, yes. That one's made by Platfoot of Anna, 29-15. Anna up 14, 3:11 left to go, second quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Jeremy Plyman from Anna High School. Right corner, Botkins controls.
Bales out right now. See if the Trojans attack the middle here a little bit more. Try to get some easy looks.
McFerrin to Hillscamp. Back to Wendell on the arc. Weave to Hillscamp. Elbow in the right. Trojans still in the arc. Ball dealt to Brianna Egbert. Outside the arc, near side, it's Wendell. She jettisons up a long three. It's strong. Rebound down to Anna. Here come the Rockets. 2:33 left, second quarter. Deep right corner, McVetti. Ball dealt top of the circle to Platfoot. 2:21 to go in the half. 14-point lead, Rockets. Spin move by Breslin Egbert into the paint. Gave it up on the arc to Moomaw. Moomaw foul line on the bounce. Back to Platfoot. Fakes right, goes left, little jab step into the lane. Shot missed, no good. Rebound, a dribble by Moomaw, and she is clouded by a Botkins player. Two free throws coming for Anna. 2:05 left, second quarter. And I tell you what, Botkins can't afford to foul anymore, Jeremy. Two shots at the stripe for Anna. Every foul committed by Botkins here on out, first half of play.
And the downfall is most of these fouls are coming on offensive rebounds. 11 now for the Rockets.
Crazy. And the two free throws by Anna's Moomaw up and good. And the lead swells to 31-15. That's the biggest here tonight. A minute 55 to go in the second quarter. 16-point spread. Anna girls in the lead. Anna beat Botkins 43-20. First time around at the Botkins gym. Here's an overthrow by Botkins as Lauren Gerstner intended to drop it off inside. Missed her teammate, out of bounds, and a possession. Quickly down the floor, Anna, wide open shooter, right wing, launching a long three, and sinking it is Adeline McVetti. Nobody found her as she launched from deep. 34-15 on the made three. 19-point cushion for Anna. A minute 30 left, first half on Scores. Broadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the final 127 of quarter number two, and up a 19 over Botkins. Anna girls lead it 34-15. Here's Botkins, baseline left. Hillscamp, little 12-footer, skids off the rim and goes in. Nice shot, Hillscamp, for the Trojans. She's had a pretty good game so far. Minute left, first half. Anna tries a deep three out back. It's generated by Breslin Egbert off the flange. Rebounding foul, Anna. 54 seconds to go here in the second quarter. And Botkins needs a little run here, Jeremy, before the halftime break.
And here, we talk about it often. I say it a lot. Score, stop, score. Three possessions. Make it very simple. Don't look any farther than that. Score, stop, score.
Here is Botkins, top of the circle. It's Lauren Gerstner, 5'9", senior. She goes down the right side to a teammate. It's dealt to Brianna Egbert. Back to Gerstner. Egbert again straight away. 28 seconds to go, first half. Anna's doubled the score on Botkins. 34-17. It's been as much as 19. Here's a long three-pointer from the right flank. It is missed on the play by Gerstner. Rebound is batted out of bounds off Botkins. Anna possession. 18 ticks on the clock. Here come the Rockets quickly down the floor. It's Moomaw. Moomaw glides into the lane. Feeds McVetti, teammate. Shot no good. Offensive rebound, McVetti. Foul, reach in, Botkins. 8.7 left. And again, a couple foul shots here for Anna. My goodness, if the Rockets shot, what, 14, 16 of them in this game?
We're up to 10 of them coming up right here, Jack.
Here is the first of two free throws by McVetti. A lot of rim, and it stays in. 35-17. Seems like Anna has lived on the line in this second quarter. That one's too hard. Rebound Botkins. Six ticks on the clock. Here comes Hillscamp. Scurries down the floor. Deflection out of bounds by Platfoot of Anna with 3.6 to go here in the second quarter. 18-point difference in this game. Botkins inbounds. Egbert splits a couple defenders down the lane. A floater right in front. Six-footer. No good off the heel as the half ends. Tough break there for Botkins. Trojans had a good look. Couldn't convert. Anna 35. Botkins 17 here at the halftime break on scoresbroadcast.com. gives us an opportunity to tell you all about Schaefer Market, located South Main Street in Fort Loramie. It's your new community go-to store, that's for sure. We've gone local. We found out from you, the customer, what products you want to see on our shelves. We have delivered with Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winter's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, and more at Schaefer Market. Sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market, South Main, in Fort Loramie. Other end of town, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru. Stop by today, see all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie. And Schaefer RV Storage is also new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at hollyschaeferoil.com. My mistake, holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, holly@schaeferoil.com to find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. And you can support the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back Program at the market's gas pumps, always low prices, plus a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. 35-17, Anna Girls lead Botkins here at the half. Proud sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Propane pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. 18-point lead, Anna Girls over Botkins at the halftime break here at Anna. 35-17, Rockets lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
And welcome back to Anna High School. Jack Kramer with Jeremy Plyman. Anna leads the Bodkins Trojans by 18 points, 35-17 at the halftime break. You just heard from Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and Schnippel Construction in Bodkins. They are our halftime sponsors. Jeremy, let's take a look at the scoring through two quarters here tonight.
For the Bodkins Trojans, who are down 35-17, they're led in the scoring column by Brianna Egbert, who has 7, Lauren Gerstner has 6, and Taylor Holskamp, has 4. They have not connected on 4 three-pointers, and they're 1-for-2 from the free throw line. For the Anna Rockets, they're led in the scoring column by Addison Bales. She has 10. Then Mackenzie Mumal, Adeline McVetti, and Vanessa Platfoot have 7 each. And Tori Osborne has a 3. They've knocked down 6 three-pointers, 2 of them by Addison Bales, the 6'3 post, stepping out, knocking them down. But the big stat of the game, 12 offensive rebounds for the Anna Rockets, and only 1 by Addison Bales.
That is a significant stat, the 12. Also very interesting, Bales just has 1 of the 12, but 12, that's a difference that's just simply too much to overcome for Bodkins.
And it started off the game, they gave up 5, the Trojans gave up 5 in the first minute, had numerous chances to grab rebounds where they got the Anna Rockets, got shots they wanted, and then once they started getting a couple of them, it just started to come in droves there midway through the second quarter.
It is halftime at Anna 35-17. Anna girls lead the Bodkins Trojans here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, that sounds like a little Hall and Oates as we return to action here at Anna. Bodkin's possession, Jeremy, as we start the third quarter. Trojans down to the Anna girls by 18 points.
Big 3 minutes here for the Trojans, Jack.
Well, that's a good start.
That's a good start.
Yep. Fine beginning to the second half for Bodkins as a three-point shot flies right through the netting. Lauren Gerster let it go. She was dead on, a beauty, well behind the arc. Nice shot by Gerster. And a good way to open up play here in the second half for Bodkins, which is down by a count of 35-20. Anna with the ball, top of the circle. Weave is on. It's Mackenzie Mumaugh. Wild shot. The rebound splashes to the floor, picked off by Bodkins. Long throw down the floor to Hillscamp in the lane, around Bales. Backboard, rim no good. Osborne's got the rebound for Anna. Bodkins has come out with more energy for sure here in the second half. Steal, Trojans, midcourt. It's Egbert darting down the floor. Leaves it for Wendell, who swishes a trifecta. Excellent beginning to the second half for the Trojans. Two straight threes.
Cut it to 12 here. Grabbed the offensive rebound, or grabbed the defensive rebound, and got a steal.
Here is Tori Osborne for Anna. They look inside for Bales. She's bracketed by two defenders. Near wing, it is McVetti, Osborne, outside the arc on the right, Mumaugh. High-low action down inside to Bales, who overshoots. She's complaining she got a shove in the back. No call. Ball out of bounds to Bodkins.
I'm not sure there's anything there. I think the Trojans are just that close. When she catches the basketball, there's nowhere for the young lady to go.
Right. 12-point lead for Anna. Bodkins with six in a row to start the second half of this game. Two-pointer here would get it to 10. A triple would slice the deficit to 9. Hillscamp drives to the mid-post area, right of the lane, doesn't shoot. Gives it behind her to Egbert. She's hemmed in to Hillscamp. On the arc to the three-point shooter. Here's a long one arched up there by Wendell. Oh, it's in and out. No good. Rebound down to Anna. Osborne ahead to Mumaugh. Mumaugh slides into the lane. There's a floater way short. Rebound Wendell of Bodkins, which is down 12. Scramble, loose ball, midcourt. Anna comes out of there with it. Ball rolled ahead by the Rockets to Mumaugh, who missed the driving layup. The follow is no good by Osborne. Stick back is good by Mumaugh.
Offensive rebound. We're getting up and down the floor. A little bit sloppy there. Both teams trying to get down the other side in a hurry.
3 minutes gone, third quarter. Bodkins attacks straight away. It's Hillscamp. Hands off to Egbert. Brianna outside the arc on the right, picked up by Osborne. Ball thrown toward the right corner to Wendell. Left hand bounce into the paint. Ball thrown out back to Gerstner. Now it's dealt to Brianna Egbert. Far left wing to Wendell. 4:23 to go here in the third quarter. Uh-oh, steal. Anna taking away Rockets. Quickly down the floor, Mumaugh, one-on-one. Shot good as she motored toward the rim. She is lickety-split.
Mackenzie Mumaugh picking off that reverse pass right there.
She made the interception. Away she went. Up 16 is Anna. Just over four to play here in the third quarter. In the top of the circle, it is Hillscamp for Bodkins. Bounce pass toward the center line, and it rolls over and back. Anna Ball, 4:01 remaining, third quarter, 39-23 Rockets.
You know, the one thing about Addison Bales being 6'3", a lot of teams won't even go at her on the defensive end, so she doesn't get in foul trouble, Jack.
That's a good point. Yeah, very good point. Here's the throw to Bales down low on the right. She's doubled. Flips it on the arc to the three-point shooter. It's tried by Breslin Egbert of Anna. It skims off the rim, out of bounds, opposite corner. Possession arrow, Anna. Inbounding right below us is Tori Osborne, the 5'4 junior. Deals into Moomaw. 3:40 left to go in the third. Difference is 16. Throw to Bales, low in the block on the right. Nice shot fake. Defender went by, and then she scored on a 6-foot banker. That was a nice piece of footwork by Bales.
If the Inner Rockets can get the play out of their guards and they can play through Addison Bales on the block, they're going to be a tough outcome tournament time.
No doubt.
Because there's not many 6'3 girls walking around in Division V.
Just ask Rushi about how tough an out Anna is.
Yep, they struggled the other day when they got beat by him.
And then go figure, Anna dropped a game to Houston.
Yeah.
One thing for sure, it's predictably unpredictable.
That is exactly right.
41-23, Anna in the lead by 18, 3:10 left to go here in the third. Hillscamp down low on the right, she's doubled. Bales blocks the shot. It's knocked away, gobbled up by Anna. Here come the Rockets. Long throw down the floor to McVetti. On the arc to Osborne. Right wing, Moomaw. Deep right corner, Breslin Eckbert. Popping out to catch straight away is McVetti. She fires and hits a triple. Nice looking jumper by Adeline McVetti, the 5'9 junior. And Anna stretches the lead to 19, or I should say 21. Never was real good at math. 44-23. That's Anna's biggest margin of this game with 2:28 to go here in the third quarter. Botkin scored the first six of the second half. It's been all Anna sets. Dribble drive into the lane. Wendell on the arc to Hillscamp. Hillscamp tries to drive against Bales. Bales deflects the shot, and it goes out of bounds.
Four blocks on the game by Addison Bales. She does a great job of keeping her distance, understanding, hey, I've got a longer reach, I got a longer height advantage, yep. And the young lady moves her feet extremely well, so she doesn't get into that body contact to get many fouls.
Well said. 2:14 left, third period. Bodkins inbounds right corner, handled by Egbert. Egbert goes to the post to a teammate, Gerstner, punched out of bounds by Anna. 2:09 to go in the third. 44-23, Anna. Anna got off to a real quick start. Bolted to a 9- and 10-point lead in the first couple of minutes. Here is a push-off foul against Anna after the Botkins inbounds play at side court. 2:07 left to go. 44-23 in favor of Anna. Ball entered, foul line, Botkins, hooking foul from the rear against Anna on Cameron McFerrin of Botkins. Again, it's common.
Anna did a great job withstanding that little blitz of a run there right at the first half and then just come back, put their foot on the pedal a little bit, and now extended this to 21 points.
Inbounded to Hillscamp, left corner, her triple try, skids across the rim to the weak side, goes out of bounds in the corner. It will be Anna's possession with a minute 56 to go, third period. 44-23, Anna girls on top. Don't forget Friday night on scoresbroadcast.com. And more than likely, we will cover Jackson Center at Rushi. Saturday afternoon, Anna Fort Loramie girls. Anna with the ball outside the arc on the left. It's Platfoot. Straight away, Osborne. She fumbled it, got it back. Anna works the weave. Now they can run clock. Minute 28 to go in the third. Unlike Sunday at Fort Loramie, there's no 35-second possession clock, obviously.
We didn't see it come into play too often. We saw about one time a game where the clock, shot clock came involved with the boys. I'm not sold that's going to be the situation with the girls. And it'll be interesting to see if they bring them both in at 35.
Interesting observation. Ball slapped out of bounds below the rim by Bodkins. Yeah, you're right. I think it's probably needed in the girls' game, I would think.
I would think so, but the other hand, like if you look on the, if you look at the college end, and that's probably the model they're using.
Yep.
The girls are at 35 and the boys are at 30. So if you do a 40-second shot clock.
And do you introduce it in one sport, not the other?
Yeah, I just don't think you can.
No,
can you?
I wouldn't think so. We got a timeout call down on the floor. A couple minutes left here in the third quarter. It's Anna in the lead over Bodkins, 44-23 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Anna Rockets possession as we return to action. Bales lights it up from three-point territory for the Anna girls. Boy, she shot it nicely from long distance, Jeremy.
She's got three of them on the evening for a total of 16.
She had 20 in the first meeting between the two clubs. 36 points on the season for Bales of Anna versus Bodkins. And look out, here come the Trojans down the floor. Wendell sinks a long one. It was a high arching floater from behind the arc, 47-26. Anna up 21, 6 seconds left here in the third quarter. Ball thrown to the left flank. It's Anna trying a three before the buzzer, and it's good. Long jump shot was nailed. Breslin Egbert fired it in. She had clearance, let it go. Three periods in the books. Anna with its biggest advantage of the night, 50-26 over Bodkins. On scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. We start the fourth quarter tonight. 50-26, Anna over Bodkins. 30 seconds into the final period, Bodkins tries to drive into the paint. Anna sandwiches the ball handler and takes it away. Rockets come down the floor to our left. Blackfoot 25 feet away. Ball sent to the left wing to Moomaw, knocked out of bounds by Bodkins.
We go back to the end of the third quarter there, Jack. Kristen Wendell knocks down to three. Anna has had an answer every time the Trojans try to make a run tonight. Egbert hits the three on the other end.
Anna does not look a nine and look like a 9-7 team. No way.
No, not at all.
They've racked up 50 points. Rockets try to go back door. Botkins pokes it away and steals. Here come the Trojans down the floor, right wing. Hillscamp stops, fades away, overshoots against Bales. Weak side rebound, yanked down by Moomaw of Anna. She walks it to the timeline. 6:40 left to go in the fourth quarter. Ball given up to McVetti around the top of the circle. Platfoot back to McVetti, baseline left. Straight away, Breslin Egbert.
The Rockets are just going to take the air out of the basketball now.
You would think that this is a point in time when you'd like to see some kind of a shot clock.
Yes, at this point in time, let's get a shot clock going and move the game along a little bit, because this, you know, just passing it back around and back and forth. Now, on the other hand, sometimes it's on the defense to try to create create turnovers. And what are you going to do to be aggressive?
Yep. Here is Bales. She receives the inbounds pass 25 feet away on the right. Uncorks a bomb. No good. She missed one. She's been hot on the arc in this game. Rebound down to Botkins. Up ahead to Lauren Gerstner. And it's fumbled by Botkins into backcourt. That is a violation. 50-26 Anna. We played a couple of minutes here in the fourth. Who scored in this quarter so far, Jeremy?
In this quarter so far, we have no one.
I didn't
scored.
Think we had a point. That wasn't a trick question.
No. Yeah, I felt it was a trick question there. I was like, man, I better check my scorebook.
When I asked you, I thought to myself, no, wait a minute. No, nobody scored.
No.
High left. Here's Anna shooting the three. Osborne. It rims and comes out. Rebound, though, collected by Anna again. Another three-point shot. This is Moomaw. It sprays off the iron. And bodies fly in the left corner. Ooh, somebody might have been shaken up. I heard a thud out of my view. 50-26. Anna leads. 5:29 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious, home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And welcome back to high school basketball here at Anna. 5 minutes left in the fourth. Rockets up on Botkins by 24, 50-26. It's been a frenetic pace here in the second half, somewhat sloppy at times. Botkins inbounding below its rim. May Holman in off the bench, 5'7 freshman. Ball flipped out back to Delaney Munger, a 5'10 senior. There's a poor throw to the middle of the floor. Anna swipes it, leaking out other direction. Bales catches, misses on the shot, but a foul against Botkins with 4:47 left in the fourth. Couple free throws coming here for the Anna Rockets.
Addison Bales is going to get a lot of publication, a lot of praise for this game, and she should. She's got 16 points now on the game.
Yep, she's been a nemesis for the Trojans this year for sure.
But how about Mackenzie Moomaw and Adeline McVetti? Both of them 11-10. Also, you know, when they're knocking down threes from the outside like this, it makes that lane awfully comfortable for Addison Bales down there.
And she has just made two free throws. Score is doubled, 52-26, Anna. Rockets on their way to a 60-point game. Again, I scratch my head, Jeremy. This team's only 9-7. It's a talented club with size in Bales in the middle at 6'3".
Well, and like we said, we talk about them being just 9-7. How about the fact they got beat by the Houston Wildcats last? They beat Rushi, got beat by Houston, who Houston got beat by Bakken's by almost double digits the other day.
It makes no sense. A beats B, B beats C, C beats A. No rhyme or reason for it. That's what makes it so much fun.
Exactly. Nothing like hanging your emotions on the actions of 15 through 18-year-olds, Jack.
3:54 left here in the fourth. 52-26, Anna. Rockets working around top of the circle. It is Platfoot. Platfoot deals to Mumaw, 35 feet away. Mumaw guarded by Delaney Munger of Bodkins, 5'10 senior, who's come in. Mumaw with a double dribble. I wondered if the referee would have noticed that. He did.
Yeah. He kind of brought that hand up, grabbed it.
Uh-huh. I saw it from up here at our band's room, Crow's Nest at Anna. This is a daggone good perch. I love it here at the Anna Gym. Timeout called by Bodkins, 3:32 left here in the fourth. 52-26 in favor of the Rockets gives me an opportunity to tell you all about Frisch's in Sydney. Hey, it's never left. It's still there, going strong, as popular as ever. Michigan Avenue, west of I-75. Enjoy those fabulous Frisch's favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. The original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, delicious chili and vegetable soup, and the superb hot fudge cake. Don't forget, the Frisch's Breakfast Bar is open from 7 to 1 on weekends, 7 to 11 weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney, open till 10 every single night, and more popular than ever. Frisch's new dinner menu, I've tried it, it's very good. Meatloaf, chicken pot pie, whitefish, spaghetti, outstanding. Hey, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney on Route 47, west of I-75, Frisch's in Sydney, still going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. And it's all yours, Jeremy. Tell me about the hot fudge cake at Frisch's.
Oh, I love myself some hot fudge ice cream cake there, Jack. We haven't had supper yet tonight, buddy, so that sounds awfully good.
Here is Bodkins with the basketball, dribbling through the lane, nearly walking as Gerster got a shot away short. Rebound down to Anna, 3:13 left in the fourth.
Good to see Brianna Egbert come back out to the bench for the Trojans. Took a hard spill diving into the bleachers after a ball there.
Egbert appears to be fine. Very good news.
And she's the engine that makes the Trojan train run.
Oh, here's a dazzling reverse layup by McVetti. She started toward the hoop from the left corner, wound up below the basket on the right side, used that rim to help shield the defender and scored to make it 54-26 with 2:35 to go. Intercepted pass, Anna. Mumo down to Osborne. Missed it low in the right. Bodkins comes away with the board. Streaking the other way, it's Gerstner. Deals to a teammate low on the left, shot no good. Rebound is good. Gerstner gets it to go. 54-28 in favor of Anna.
Gives Gerstner 11 on the day.
Rockets attack, and a timeout is called with 2:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. 26-point lead in favor of the Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Singabush wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
As we return to action and off the bench, Allison Stouter, a 5'5 junior, I think that is who lit it up for Anna. Good-looking shot, fine form, got her feet set under her, Jeremy, and she poured in a three-pointer to make it 56-28. It seems like most of the second half, Anna scores 3, 4, 5 points and doubles the score again on Botkins. That's where we stand, 56-28, as Botkins shoots free throws.
The Trojans came out and hit back-to-back threes to start the half.
Yep.
There. They came out, were playing with some energy, playing with life, and then it was just like the Anna Rockets that responded like they have numerous times in the first quarter. Anytime the Trojans wanted to make a little run, they came back and really kind of, instead of scoring six, they scored 10, and it
yep.
just kind of kept mounting.
Botkins hits one of two at the stripe as that foul shot was netted by May Holman. 56-29 in favor of Anna. And I tell you what, Jeremy, 54 points scored by Fort Loramie yesterday against Mississinewa. 56 by Anna here tonight, and the two girls' clubs collide on Saturday afternoon.
Ooh, buddy. Good one going to be happening there, isn't it?
That sounds like the makings of a good basketball game at Fort Loramie on Saturday.
You know who's going to be there? Scores Broadcast.
Oh, you better believe it. Down to 38 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Anna works the ball around. Far right wing. It's handled there by Tessa Berner, who's in, a 5 foot 5 inch junior. Near corner, it's Breslin Egbert. Egbert is sandwiched by a couple of Botkins Trojans who slap it out of bounds with 21.7 to go.
Hey, we talk about, you know, Rusty Allen having more than 200 victories in his career. You know, there's going to be a lot of wins sitting on the sidelines there on Saturday when you put Rusty Allen and Carla Siegel together.
No, combined, they might be pushing 800.
800 probably,
yep.
aren't they?
Yep. Carla's over 5, Rusty over 2. 9 seconds left here in the fourth. 56-29, Anna. Rockets dribble away the final few seconds of this game. Anna will win by 27 over Botkins tonight as the Rockets sweep the season series. 43-20 at Botkins and 56-29 here tonight. Anna victorious over the Trojans on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's Allenbaugh. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Welcome back here to Anna, the scene of the Rockets' victory over Botkins tonight. The Anna girls 56 and Botkins 29. Jeremy, let's take a look at the scoring and highlight our stars of this game, at least one from each team.
For the visiting Botkins Trojans, they were led in scoring by Lauren Gershner, who had 11 points on 3 3-pointers. Brianna Egbert had 7. Kristen Wendell had 6. Taylor Holzkamp had 4. And May Holman had 1. They were 2 for 4 from the 3-point line. Player of the game there for the Trojans will be Lauren Gershner, who poured in 11 points. Kind of started to help them get rolling there right at the beginning of the second half, but just couldn't hold on for the Trojans. For the Anna Rockets, the victorious Anna Rockets, Addison Bales had 17, Adeline McVetti had 12, Mackenzie Holman had 11, Vanessa Platfoot had 7, and then Breslin Egbert and Tori Osborne had 3, and Allison Stauder had 2. For the Lady Rockets, Addison Bales was just, she was a player out there tonight. Not only inside, she could get into the post and score when she wanted, and the Trojans were double and triple teaming her at times, but then she stepped out and knocked down some threes, and if she's going to be able to do that and she can get her supporting cast to shoot from the outside like they did tonight, the Anna Rockets are going to be a tough out, and it'll be real interesting when Saturday comes around for the Anna Rockets as they go visit the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Yeah, what Coach Allen is striving for at this point in the season, a little more consistency from the Anna girls. Anna with the victory, now 10-7, 7-3 in the league. Botkins 8-9, 4-5 in the league. We've highlighted our stars of this game, and this segment of our presentation is being brought to you by Sour Mugs, located in West Milton and in Piqua.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November. November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Oh, we're so pleased here on Scores Broadcast to have on board a new sponsor. It is Woody's at Kayville. That's right, Woody's Diner. 274 east of 29 in the thriving metropolis of Kettlersville. And I tell you what, in that little community, whew, there is really good food. Breakfast 7 to 10:30, Wednesday to Sunday, featuring the Lake Monster breakfast. 4 p.m. dinner specials include 95-cent wings on Mondays, barbecue ribs and chicken on Thursdays, prime rib on Saturdays, and more. And customers love the delicious, freshly prepared meals. Woody's at Kayville, located in Kettlersville, is your classic go-to spot for any meal of the day. And the restaurant truly captures the essence of what a local eatery should be. And you can order piping hot pizza and hearty hamburgers, too, at Woody's at Kayville. It's the one diner that is well worth the drive, and you can come hungry, leave happy at Woody's at Kayville. It is really, really popular. I've eaten there, Jeremy, and recognize a lot of people who travel 15, 20 miles to Woody's at Kayville. It's gotten rave reviews.
Right down the road from me.
It's close to you, right?
Right down the road from me, and you drive by on a Friday, Saturday night, and at 4:30, that place is loaded with people.
Anna Rockets with the win tonight. Excuse me, go to 10-7. 10-7 on the year for Anna. Next game is at Fort Loramie on Saturday afternoon. Botkins Trojans are home to Jackson Center on Saturday. Botkins girls now 8-9 on the season, 4-5 in the SCAL. Our next presentation is on Saturday. On the air here on scoresbroadcast.com at about 1:45 or so Saturday afternoon. SCAL games, the varsity's tipping at 2:30 still?
I believe so. I believe they're going to start that at 2:30, I think.
Whereas in other leagues in the area, it's earlier, some even late morning or noon.
Yeah. The only thing, I guess maybe that is about a 1:30 start there, Jack. They'll tip the JV at noon.
JV at noon. That's right. That in the last few years has been altered. It used to be 2:30 start on Saturday, and now it's 1:30.
Puts you on air about 1:45-ish, though, right?
12:45. Yep, 12:45 on Saturday. Anna, Fort Loramie girls. here on Scores Broadcast Friday night. Jackson Center Rushi boys from the Rushi Raiders 2-year-old beautiful gymnasium. Jackson Center Rushi on Friday night. Tip-off a little after 7. We're on the air right around 6:30.
Big one on the boys' end for the SCAL with Jackson Center there only having one loss on the season so far in the league.
No, it's big. Jackson Center, in order to stay in touch with Botkins, needs a win on Friday night. Should be a very good game. Jackson Center had a real good second half in the first meeting with Rushi and pulled away from the Raiders in the third and fourth quarters. Thanks to our online listeners here tonight, 56-27. Anna defeats Botkins. Rockets look mighty good at winning the season series 43-20 and 56-27 over Botkins. Congrats to the Rockets. Thanks to Jeremy Plyman alongside. Final time tonight, 56-27. Anna over Botkins. Jack Kramer saying good evening to you here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.